Welcome to WFIU's featured classical recording podcast. I'm David Wood. Each week we highlight new releases and classic recordings currently airing on WFIU and online at WFIU.org. The versatility of the wind band has been widely recognized and utilized throughout the history of Western music, from broken consorts in the Renaissance to Beethoven's Janissary music to the modern-day marching band. Composers have utilized this malleable tone and commanding power to satisfy their ends. The beginning of the 20th century was no exception, and that's why the Peabody Conservatory Wind Ensemble offers four of the century's best-known compositions in this style on their latest release, Trendsetters, Music for Wind Band. With selections from Gustav Holst, Paul Hindemith, and Joseph Swantner, this recording reflects some of the finest music written for wind band in the 20th century. Among many band conductors, however, one piece stands alone as an icon of the literature. Percy Grainger's 1937 Lincolnshire Posy is considered the pinnacle of his folk music settings. Grainger considered the wind band, quote, a vehicle of deeply emotional expression. And he found that unrivaled, and his writing reflected much of that. This tour de force is performed beautifully by the Peabody Ensemble under Harlan D. Parker. Our quick pick this week comes from Capella Coloniensis. Johann Friedrich Fasch's instrumental music is highlighted, featuring sinfonias, concerti, and the overture in E minor. You can find out how to purchase this week's featured classical recording Trendsetters, Music for Wind Band, and others on our website, wfiu.org/arts. A portion of the proceeds from each sale helps to support WFIU. Think your musical knowledge is top-notch? Why not try your luck with WFIU's Ether Game Musical Mini Quiz, found at wfiu.org/ethergame. With this week's featured classical recording podcast, I'm David Wood.